أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم يك جت ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. For those who was shaheed in these days from ulama and another mu'mineen will read Fatiha. We'll begin our speech this week, my brothers and sisters, will tell you assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we'll start inshallah with this hadith, which it comes from our Imam Zainul Abidin As-Sajjad Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam. Actually, we could not translate the hadith. I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me more opportunity to do more preparing for this course and another thing. But sometime, as I mentioned to my brothers, I didn't knew that someone will be so busy in this country. It is a surprise for me how it comes so busy in this country. Anyway, I hope accept for us, inshallah, and for you. And I know also you, how you are busy, alhamdulillah, especially brothers and sisters, those they do their job for preparing for our Imam salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. Jazakumullah khayra, inshallah, jami'an. But we'll, inshallah, try to translate this hadith for next week. This hadith as we have it in this week, all inshallah will give it to you in next week, inshallah ta'ala, by helps of brothers in academy. This hadith come from Imam al-Sajjad Zain al-Abidin. He said the name of our Imam. It's okay, we'll stand up one time for respecting our Imam, inshallah. Fil qa'im min sunan ali Muhammad salawatullah wa salamu alayhi majma'in. Sunan min sunan al-anbiya min Adam wa Nuh. فطول العمر أما سنته من موسى فهو خائف يترقب في غيبتي، وأما سنة من عيسى فيقال فيه ما قيل في عيسى، أي اختلاف الناس فيه، وأما سنته من يوسف الستر جعل الله بينه وبين الخلق حجابا يرونه ولا يعرفونه، وأما سنته من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله فيهتدى بسيرته. It's very beautiful hadith. Explain to us that our Imam have sunnat. You know, perhaps the word of sunnat, perhaps custom, we can translate. He have custom for prophets, and also not just for our prophet, but also for another prophets. We have two hadiths actually in this side. We have one hadith for Imam Zainul Abidin and second hadith for Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. I try to mix these two hadiths for you to choose a thing from these two hadiths. In the hadith of Imam Zainul Abidin, he mentioned about the Adam and Nuh, and there was, as you know, there was all the prophets. Adam was more than 1,000 years, and Nuh was more than 2,000, or perhaps 2,500 in some hadith we have. And because we have hadith that we have ayah in Quran that Nuh alayhi salam was in his prophethood time 1000 except 950 years. He was prophet in prophethood time 950 years, but before he being prophet, he was in one hadith 1000, but I think that second hadith is more correct, that he was 1500 years old, subhanallah, before he became prophet. Anyway, we'll speak inshallah in future about the those they had long years. We'll speak about them inshallah after. We have names of lots of prophets or people also. Anyway, he said that عند إمامنا سنن من الأنبياء محطول العمر. This is custom from Adam and Nuh and our Imam, that he is long, he had long life as they had. In the hadith of Imam al-Sadiq, there is some change, and then he said, "Amma sunnatun min Musa, fahuwa khaifun yataraqqab." He have custom from Musa alayhi salam. What is it? That he is khaifun, he afraid. He is not afraid from someone. He afraid, yes, but Allah want him to be inshallah in cover. But he afraid also for us. I mean, he want us, and when we have problem, then he is angry for our problem. You know what I mean? فَخَائِفٌ يَتَرَقَّبْ. And يَتَرَقَّبْ, expecting that he is expect future. Al-intidhar is the meaning of al-intidhar. Okay, this is sunnah to Musa. You know, Musa alayhi salam was for long time afraid in his position, and also he was expecting for future, and his family was expecting for him, and all Bani Israel was expecting for him. They were waiting for him for long time, as you know, in the history. That this is sunnah, this is custom from Musa, which our Imam have it also. Al-Ghayba. وَأَمَّا سُنَّةٌ مِّنْ عِيسَى فَيُقَالُ فِيهِ مَا قِيلَ فِي عِيسَى. Subhanallah. أي اختلاف الناس فيه. Also, he have custom from Isa alayhi salam, that people will speak about him, even in bad position, as they was speaking about Isa alayhi salam. اختلاف الناس فيه. People was in the time of Isa alayhi salam was in lot of they had lot of different idea about him. You know this. You know what happened about Isa alayhi salam, and the same happened for our Imam salawatullahi alayhi. This is sunnah to Isa. وأما سنة من يوسف فالستر جعله الله بينه وبين الخلق حجابا يرونه ولا يعرفونه. And the custom from Yusuf عليه السلام that Allah was do cover between Yusuf and between people. People was seeing him but wasn't know him. You know, all people when the time of Yusuf was, when he was leader in that place after jail and after all problems, even his brother, they won't know him. They see him, but they wasn't know him, that he is our brother. You know, it's very difficult how you can see your brother and don't know him. And it was happened, Allah did it for Yusuf. We have some hadith that Allah changed the face of Yusuf, even for his brothers. It's very difficult, you know, how you see your brother and you can forget him. Even your brother was few years farther from you. Do you can imagine if you see your brother, if you don't see your brother 10 years, for example, and you see him after 10 years, you can know him. How brothers of Yusuf didn't know Yusuf? There is two things. One riwayat that Allah changed his face. The second, perhaps we can say that the problems which happened with Yusuf alayhi salam, he was in jail and before, and even when he was in the house of Zulaykha, you know how much problem he had, how much he was crying for Allah to help him to don't do haram. You know, that was very big exam from Allah, test from Allah to Yusuf. You know, I don't know if someone will be test as Yusuf alayhi salam, even so beautiful he was. Even those girls, the beautiful women or girls, was looking to him. Even they cut their hands, you know, in the story. And then the best and the more beautiful of them asked him to be with, you know. And then he refused. And they refused make those problem for them. You know, this is very important for our life. To remember, if you do taqwa for Allah, even you are in young of your life, you know, girls and boys, you know, you can do, in this, especially in this country, you can be friend with anyone you want. You can do anything you want. Your parents can't see you, nor your family. No one can know what you do except Allah Ta'ala. This is what happened with Yusuf, that he afraid for himself. And then he asked Allah to help him. And he said, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَعَلَيْهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. He afraid for the shaitan. And he did lot of dua and he was crying. Perhaps someone of us don't mention about this. This is not problem. Okay, I will be with someone, some girl. Perhaps shaitan will do some reason or some excuse for us. She is Sikh. Okay. Then she is kafir. She is so. He is so. Then that's not problem. If I was with her, if I take her hand, she is like animal. Perhaps someone think this. But it's not correct, you know. This is shaitan. This is shaitan which came to us every time and every day. I hope Allah Ta'ala will help you, brothers and sisters, especially in this country. And you please ask Allah to do that. Please ask Allah to help you and to give you halal, you know. This is what we read in our dua. Allahumma aghnini bihalalika an haramika. Allah help us and make us rich from halal, then we don't need haram. To be rich with halal, it's not just with money, you know. Someone think this dua is come, if you can have halal money, if you don't want to do haram money for? No, it is for girls, it is for problems in the life, you know. Sometimes you do bad way in the life, even not by money, even not by anything like that. No, this is very important. Allahumma, really, please do this dua in your salat if you like it, this dua. I saw some alims, they do this dua in their qunut, and I like it actually, this dua. Perhaps you hear me sometime, I read this dua. Allahumma aghnini bihalalika an haramika, wa bita'atika an ma'asiyatika, wa bifadlika an man siwaka. It's a very beautiful dua. Perhaps I will ask my brother to translate it future for you, this dua, inshallah, and perhaps we can write it for you to remember in Arabic if you want to read it, inshallah, in your salat. I think this is dua everyone need it. Young or everyone need this dua in their life, perhaps in different position. Anyway, Yusuf as-salam was very big test from Allah. You know, he had lot of tests. One test make problem for Yusuf. Let me tell you, even this is not my course, you know, but it is important. Yusuf alayhi salam was not passed one test, and this not passing this test make him that the prophethood wasn't in his line, you know, wasn't in his children. Just for one test he was not passed that test by good way. And perhaps you know it, because I saw in your face that you know this one, perhaps, sisters and brothers. This was when he doesn't respect his father as he must do that. When his father came, in that time, he was sitting in that place like kings, and when they came, they do sujood for him, like ihtiram, like respect for him, and he doesn't did as he must do for his parents. He did, but not so much he must do. You know, if he not do as the wajib, then he will not be ma'soom. You know, it will be a problem for him. He did wajib, but he doesn't did as we have in some hadith. The level he must do for his parents. And you know, he was at that time prophet, he was king, he was everything, you know. And perhaps that's why he did this mistake. For Allah take the light of the Nurul Dhurriyatul Imamah, the sons, the children of Imamat, he took this nur from his hand. Jabra'il came, as we have in some hadith, and tell him, open your hand. Subhanallah. And he doesn't know why he must open his hand. And then just he opened his hand, and Jabra'il take the light of nur dhurriyat al-imam, to have children from imams, from his hand. And it's gone. Okay, it's gone. It's finished.
Because he was proud?
As I tell you, I don't think that he did haram, you know. It not was haram for him. By my knowing, as he is prophet and he is ma'soom, you know, he did as it is wajib for him. It is duty for him. He did. But he must, he must do more. He must more. If he did more, then Allah was putting the light of to prophethood and his children also. But
it's like it's called Tarkeola, is that what it is? Something like that? Tarkeola?
Yeah, perhaps. Something
like that. Yeah, it's not really a sin, but
it's not ma'asiyat, it's not sin.
But it's against the station of.
Anyway, وَأَمَّا سُنَّةُ يُوسُفْ فَالسَّتْرِ أو السِّتْرِ. Allah cover him. How? As I mentioned, perhaps Allah changed something in his face, or perhaps Allah make him, or perhaps normally, psychology and physiology, and he changed in that problems he had, And when his brothers and friends and people came, no one knows that he is prophet, you know. جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْخَلْقِ حِجَابًا, cover. يَرَوْنَهُ وَلَا يَعْرِفُونَهُ. Subhanallah, they saw him, but they don't know him. And this is what is happening every day by my Imam, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. I don't know, perhaps you are mu'mineen, you are mu'minat, I don't know. Perhaps lot of times you saw your Imam by your eyes, because inshallah your eyes not do haram. Please try to don't do haram, inshallah, for everyone with your eyes. Then this your eyes can have this opportunity to see the Imam. If someone have haram with his eyes, this eyes can't see Imam. This is sure for this, you know. And يَرَوْنَهُ وَلَا يَعْرِفُونَهُ وَأَمَّا سُنَّةُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ فَيَهْتَدِي بِهُدَاهِ. What's custom of Rasulullah? That he do the guidance the same way Rasulullah did. وَيَسِيرُ بِسِيرَتِهِ, and he is going by the way of Rasulullah, by the who did. Okay, let us complete our question, which we spoke about it, that this week we'll speak about it. I have here one page from a sheikh Abdul Aziz, excuse me, Al-Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Ubbad. As I told you last week, he is one of the teachers of Al-Madina Al-Munawwara in Wahhabi University. And he writes in his kitab, in his book, which you can have it in magazine of University of Al-Madina Al-Munawwara in year 1388 and the month of Dhul-Qa'da. He put 10 points about Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And I think these points also, please, Brother Murtada, write in your reminding to perhaps we'll try to translate these points for you, inshallah. It's very important points. He mentioned about these points. I will explain some for you. ذكر أسماء الصحابة الذين رووا أحاديث المهدي عليه السلام. Those صحابة of Rasulullah then narrated hadith about Imam al-Mahdi. Those ulama, they write books, especially books about Imam al-Mahdi. Sunni ulamas, they write especially books about Imam al-Mahdi. And lot of things, you know. 10 points is very important. Perhaps try with thanks of Brother Murtada. Actually, I must thank him because sometime we disturb him in the nights on the bad times to do some translation. Jazahullah khaira, inshallah, and jazahullah khaira. Another brothers and sisters, they help in this academy. Jazahullah khaira. Anyway, this is one point I wanted also to tell you. We have this question now. Why our Imam is ghaib? Why our Imam is ghaib? Why he went and why he is still in Kawar? And we can't see him. This is two questions. One, why he went. And the second, why he is still in Kawar. I think we'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me to explain by my weak English this two answer for this two. The first question, as this hadith mentioned to you, that the mother of Musa alayhi salam, as you know in the history, she it was necessary for her to cover her son, her Musa alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to just to make you not so surprised when you hear that the mother of our Imam salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, even she had our Imam in her stomach, but no one was know that she is so, you know. When they was looking in her body, no one was know. This is mu'jiza, this is karamat for Allah, this is miracle for Allah, you know. And perhaps you will be a little surprised how it came. And then you have the story of Musa alayhi salam and the mother of Musa. You know, the Pharaohs had people to test and to search for the women. Perhaps they have something in their stomach. Perhaps they have Musa alayhi salam. And in searching every day, no one they know knew that Musa alayhi salam. No one they saw Musa alayhi salam in her stomach, you know, and no one can know that she is praying, you know. وَكَمَ اضْطَرَّتْ أُمُّ مُوسَى. This is the mother of Musa alayhi salam, and the symbol also for mother of our Imam alayhi salam. And Allah help her to do that. And also Allah help her to have Musa in this life. You know, how, way. And this is very beautiful history. Perhaps you know it about Musa. I don't know if you read it. I don't have now to read it about Musa alayhi salam. But our Imam, it was very beautiful story how mother of Imam Narjis alayha salam, she had our Imam also into this life, it's very important. And also what happened with Isa alayhi salam, بَلْ رَفْعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. We have it in Quran that when Yahud came to kill Isa alayhi salam, what Allah did, Allah took him, رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. How we can translate Rafa'a?
Raised
him. Okay. Allah raised him. We have a very beautiful story that he was in some place and he came to his Hawariyun, to his followers, in the water. It was some water in the corner of place he was there. Hawariyun were there. Prophet Isa alayhi salam came out from the water and his face, all body was with the water, and then he raised. And perhaps someone is very surprised that how our Imam went to Sardab. You know what Sardab? Sardab, that place, we have it in Iraq. When you have in summertime, they don't have, in that times they didn't have any air condition or something like this for to have cool place, but they had this place today to do. And lot of our life was in Sardab, you know. For example, in Najaf, especially in Najaf, is more hotter than Karbala. When we was reading our lessons in Najaf, it was more hot. Even my grandfather, my father came to Karbala, and they had in Najaf, especially Sardab. It's good if I told you. They had especially Sardab. They said a sin, that means it's very deep. Perhaps some of them 100 steps. You go down 100 steps, or perhaps more and perhaps less. And the normal Sardab, the normal which we had it in Karbala, because Karbala on the water. If you make deep Sardab, then it will be water. But in Najaf, no. In Najaf, as you go deep, you can't find water. It's necessary to go lot of time to find water in Najaf. And then this sin That's very important for our ulama. They are writing about Islam. They normally they go there and write, and you know, it's a good place to rest and write and so on and so. And some people do their life, most of their life in that place, you know, especially in summertime and noontime. It's very hot in Najaf, especially in Najaf. Anyway, this is the meaning of Sardab. When you have it, hadith that our Imam went to Sardab, it's not so surprised, because that's the place which they go and they do ibadat there, they do worship there. And now if you went to Samarra, inshallah, you can visit the place of Sardab of our Imam. And there is the place of ibadat, of worship of our Imam. There is specially place, inshallah, you do 2 rak'at salat there, namaz there. There is specially place which our Imam normally was do his ibadat, and also the place which our his father, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, was do also prayer there. And do ibadat there. This is normal. And it's so not as Prophet Isa alayhi salam went to water or through the water, as we have in hadith, and our Imam went to Sardab and then no one saw him. And that is not the meaning that our Imam is resting in Sardab. Someone of them, they think that the meaning of this hadith, that our Imam was going in Sardab and he is still going in Sardab. Perhaps some simple people also on our Shia, perhaps when they visit Samarra, also they think that they visit Imam in Sardab and they go there and they try. Yes, even when I was child, you know, when I was do ziyarat in that place, I was feel especially, you know, thing when I did ziyarat in that place. But it is normal that this is not a place for resting our Imam. Our Imam have his life, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, and he is in every place. When you have very beautiful majlis, when you have very beautiful tabligh for Islam in some place, our Imam by himself or by his helpers will come to that place. You know, this is the life of our Imam, to come here and there and to help his helpers, inshallah, when they need that. Our Imam, every year he is in Mecca. He is going to Ziyarat Hajj Baytullah al-Haram, and he is going to Medina, and he is visiting Karbala and the harams of Imams, you know. Then perhaps you can, as they found them, lot of ulama, perhaps inshallah will tell you some stories about some he had this opportunity to meet our Imam. They met Imam in Haramul Imam al-Rida alayhi salam, they meet Imam in Karbala, and some of them they meet Imam in other places. You know? This is normal that our Imam is have life as we have. He have his life, but he is leader, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, in this world. Anyway, and this is the example of Isa alayhi salam. And also you know that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sometime in Ghaybat, when he was in Sha'ba Abi Talib, in cave of Abi Talib. And when we read the story of our birthday of Imam salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, and before the birthday of Imam, we see that they was searching for our Imam. I will tell you just small story, because it's very huge story and very big story, you know. But just I will tell you what the son of Al-Mu'tamad Al-Abbasi, he narrated about that this time. Mu'tamad Al-Abbasi, he was wazir, he was minister of the Bani Umayy, the Bani Al-Abbas in that time. and he narrates this history. His name is Mushahid. His name is Mushahid. Mushahid, he narrates that very big story. I just choose two lines of his story. He said that when the wafat of Imam al-Askari happened, the shahadat of Imam al-Askari was happened, we send lot of soldiers. He narrated what he did because he was doing this scenario. We send lot of the house of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, and also we send Qadi Qubat, the highest judge in that time, with 10 of his helpers. We send him to the house of Imam for 10 days to be with Imam in every corner of this house. You know, it happened in that time. And even they had out of house of our Imam, they had soldiers. Inside of our house of the Imam, they respect Imam. They didn't send the soldiers inside. They send the judges and the helpers of judge inside of the house of our Imam. During the time of sickness of our Imam, until wafat of our Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, until dafn al-Imam, grieving, and after that, also 10 days before our Imam al-Askari death, and after that for long time, until that time, they taqseem al-mawarith. Every money or anything our Imam al-Askari had, they
distributed
to someone, to children and to family and so, because they thought that in that time Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will be zahir to take some money. You know, this is their idea. You know, this is their idea. And when then this was finished, and Ja'far al-Kadhab, you know him, the uncle of Imam, he came and he took everything because he was the warith.
Heir.
Yeah. I am warith, heir of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. And he take everything, even for the salat of Imam al-Askari. He tried to do salat for our Imam. This is a very beautiful story, that Allah did that salat in the house. Allah make him to do salat in the house of Imam. And in that time, perhaps that qadi or so, where they was, I don't know. Then Imam salatullahi alayhi came and tell him, uncle, go out. And he did his salat to his father salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi, and then he went, and then it was ghaibat of our Imam. And also we have lot of hadith that they was searching in the women in the house of Imam, especially they was one jariya, I don't know, perhaps they thought is the mother of Imam. They put her 2 years in jail. Perhaps that will be, and then they was sure that after 2 years nothing will happen, you know. 2 years they put this woman in the jail, and they put lot of women in the jails. Lot of women for the house of Imam was in the jail, but this woman was 2 years in the jail. But our Imam was born. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. In that time, our Imam was in fifth year of his life. He was born before they do this all problems. And that time, the age of our Imam was 5 years, 8 months, and 5 days. This was the age of our Imam in the time of Shahadat of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. This is what ulama write about this time. Okay. this has happened in that time, and why this happened, I will tell you that why this happened. Also, in short time, I will tell you, because you know Bani Abbas was afraiding from this, and they had lot of hadith about Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. You know those hadith I mentioned to you last week that we have in Sunni books. They had this hadith, and they was sure about that hadith, and that's why they was afraid from our Imam coming, and that's why they was afraiding that, especially in that time, you know, because they had lots and they was kill each others in that time, and also some Atraq, some people from Turk side, they was killing them. Some children kill his father, you know, like Al-Wathiq, he kill his father, and he rest. Zaim and Khalifa after his father, and this is the time which our Imam was born on this time, in the time of Al-Wathiq al-Muhtadi. And for that problems, our Imam was really in different position from another Imams. This is very important point, that our Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam position was different than another Imams. And the dangerous for our Imam was more than another Imams. And time, our Imam must be in Kawar, in Ghaybat. This is the reason about why our Imam went to Ghaybat. Because this. You mentioned when you imagine when these soldiers want to take Imam and kill him. You imagine when the Qadi al-Qudat also, when they are searching all the women in the house of Imamat, you know, and if they found our Imam, what they will do for our Imam, you know, in this time. Then it is normal, as Allah did for Musa alayhi salam, he covered him and told Allah cover our Imam even in the house of Wafiq or Muhtadi or Al-Abbasi, because Allah covered Musa alayhi salam in the house of Fir'aun. You know, he was living in the house of Fir'aun by the respecting of the Fir'aun, you know, and his wife. Then it is not so surprise for us to be there. This is the first answer why our Imam was in Kawar.
What these people who want to kill our Imam, were they Muslims or not Muslims?
Yes.
So they don't.
But they are, as you know, those to kill our another Imams, they were Yahud or they were Nasara. They all was Muslims, you know, but they all was munafiq, you know. They all was in the face of Muslims, but they wasn't Muslim. Who killed our Imam al-Rida alayhi salam? In the history of Imam al-Rida alayhi salam, who killed him? Ma'mun al-Abbasi, the father of al-Mu'tamad al-Abbasi.
So these were hypocrites?
Yes, you know. Who killed our Imam al-Askari? Our Imam al-Hadi, all these imams, salamullah alayhim, they killed by who? By Bani Umayyah or Bani al-Abbas. And you have this hadith, inna maqtulun aw masmum, ma minna illa maqtulun aw masmum. We don't have anyone of us without maqtul, killed or present.
Is that going to include Imam Mahdi alayhi salam? Probably
yes.
Not. Will it?
Yes. In future. Yes. He will be.
But how is that possible if every all day?
Okay. Okay. We'll speak inshallah about this. Some we have a lot of hadith about this. You know, inshallah, we'll speak about this in future. But let us now happy to our Imam Ken. Don't be angry about our Imam will be killed. You know. But it will happen with the, as we have in some hadith that when with one Jewish woman. Yeah, we have some.
Won't everyone be Muslim at that time, inshallah?
Yeah, this is hadith that it will be when one Jewish woman in that time. Anyway, and for this, this is the reason of our Imam to be in Kaaba. I don't know if we can have time to complete even little about why our Imam is still in Kaaba. I will explain something for you, my brothers and sisters, that you want us to do some rest. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin. Anyone without shukar? But I have your Mahdi
sweet.
If you have, I am ready for some questions if you have, inshallah. Because my resting with your question. This is for Imam al Mahdi or Imam al Ridha alayhi salam.
The sisters, but it's maybe they know.
Okay, we'll ask Hajjah Muhammad. This sweet for Imam al Ridha alayhi salam or Imam al Mahdi alayhi salam? Both of them. Both of them. على مود هذا ما شاء الله بنتكم راح تأخذ خبر مهم مني اليوم إن شاء الله. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. بس هذا الخبر يتطلب أن تشارك اليوم بالمدرسة إن شاء الله لتمهيد الإمام الرضا عليه السلام. نريد نسوي احتفال للإمام الرضا عليه السلام. يعني اليوم بالمدرسة تدرسوا الموضوع كيف يكون للأسبوع ليلة الجمعة. Please, Sadiq. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Our Ghaib. What we said, Ghaib?
Ghaib, hidden.
Hidden.
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar. So directly want? Inshallah, I will explain this inshallah in next.
When he comes, I'll ask him.
Well, how about a quick answer?
You must make sure he comes next week. He leaves till next week. Yeah.
Oh, that's why I tell him. He need perhaps someone to take him wake up in the morning. You do that, inshallah. To remind him. Just.
He doesn't answer.
Inshallah. Yes, he had, but by my remembering, he had, but they wasn't prophets. صحكم الله بخير. أنا في محاضرة مولاني، بندرس نشوفكم إن شاء الله. بس الأخت خليها تيجي. طيب، لأنه ممكن أخت أخرى تغيب. يا حبذا لو إذا تريد تغيب تخبر قبل يوم المولاني حتى ما يصير. أسأل الله أن يجعل خير إن شاء الله. أسأل الله أن يجعل خير عليكم إن شاء الله، يبعد البلاء عنكم إن شاء الله. أخبرناكم عليكم السلام. طلع لك شغل أخت فاطمة، أنت طلع لك شغل بمدرسة، غابت مدرسة و... we know that he had, but they wasn't prophets. I think we have just 5 minutes left. Then let us have this excuse for our Imam Salamullahi Alayhi, who will read this with taking our tea or our coffee. That's mean. خائف afraiding. But what is the meaning of afraid? Afraid from or afraid for? This is two meaning I explained. Perhaps it is afraid from Valamins. They want to kill him. And perhaps he is still afraid, but for us. You know what I mean? And yataraqab, expecting, or yantavar, yataraqab, that means he is waiting, he is looking for taraqqubu shay. I don't know if you can help us, Nada or Fatima. Yataraqab taraqqubu shay. I hope something, and I'm working for that.
You know when you're in the dark and you watch for something to come out? It's something like that.
Optimistic expectation.
Can you please
stop it?
No. Make it, yeah. Because.
Okay.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just in this few minutes we have time because I have to go to Al-Mustafa school. I'm sorry for that. We have this dua which I told about you about it last week, and I hope brothers and sisters, especially those they want inshallah to meet our Imam alayhi salam, I hope they read this dua. There is this dua and dua al-ahad. This two dua is very important for meeting Imam salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. If inshallah someone have opportunity to meet him now or even after when our Imam will come, even we are not in this life. This is what we'll speak about it inshallah in future, because it's very surprise point for our Sunni brothers. Perhaps they have questions how it will come, and so let us explain more about it in future. But this dua, as I told you, dua zaman al-ghayba, dua zaman al-ghayba, very good. This dua, this hadith, very good people they narrate this dua, and comes from Aba Amr, the Na'ib al-Awwal min al-Nawab al-Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And the best time to read it, it is afternoon of Salatul of Yawm al-Jum'ah, inshallah, if you can do it after Salatul Jum'ah or afternoon of Jum'ah. And we have hadith that if you don't have excuse, try to don't lose this dua. احذر أن تهمل هذا الدعاء. Allahu Akbar. It's very strong. Yeah, it's very strong advice from our from their side to us. احذر أن تهمل هذا الدعاء. احذر. Be careful, be, you know, احذر, beware from something. احذر, something like I told you, be careful for yourself, there's some problem, for example, like this. احذر, احذر, it's very strong advice. Beware, yeah. Beware, and تهمل هذا الدعاء. Don't do إهمال, don't do
neglect.
أن تهمل هذا الدعاء فإنا قد عرفناه من فضل الله جل جلاله. We know that this dua is the from one of the رحمة الله, one of the فضل الله الذي خصنا به. Allah gave it to us specially, it comes for us. فاعتمد عليه. الله أكبر. It's very important. فاعتمد عليه. اعتمد, that mean
grasp it, hold it.
Yeah, hold it. Trust to it. Yeah, trust to it. فاعتمد عليه. اعتمد على هذا الدعاء. And we have one part of this dua. Beautiful dua, inshallah. I don't know if you found it in English or not. You know, just you translate these words for us. Jazakallah khaira. We have this part. I hope, inshallah, perhaps Brother Murtada and Mawlana Sheikh Hassanain, inshallah, perhaps they will try to translate this dua. If they can do in future, perhaps brothers or sisters help to do translate of this dua. I hope some mu'min, if they have to be more near to my Imam salawatullah alayh, if you can print this dua and let mu'mineen have it in their house, this dua, just like a small dua with them in their pockets, and so, you know what I mean, if you do that for this dua, it's very beautiful dua, very important dua. I hope this dua and dua al-ahad, the second one is dua al-ahad, if you read that dua inshallah 40 days without cutting, it's very important, 40 days without cutting, dua al-ahad, inshallah, then you will be one of those. They will see Imam, inshallah. They will meet Imam. I will read the Arabic of this dua, and I will ask some of brothers to read the translation very not quick, you know. اللهم ثبتني على طاعة ولي أمرك. ثبتني على طاعة ولي أمرك الذي سترته عن خلقك وبإذنك غاب عن بريتك وأمرك ينتظر. وأمرك ينتظر.
And make me firm in obeying the guardian of your affairs, the one whom you have hidden from your creatures. Your place is hidden from your creatures, and your command he awaits.
وأنت العالم غير المعلم بالوقت الذي فيه صلاح أمر وليك. This is the most important point. وأنت العالم الله غير المعلم. Please you read the translation, then I will explain.
And you are the knower without being taught.
بالوقت الذي فيه صلاح أمر وليك في الإذن بإظهار أمر.
Of the time in which is the good for the affairs of your guardian.
That means you don't teach Allah. You know? Don't try to teach Allah when the best time to our Imam came. This is a very important point. And in the beginning, as you saw that dua mentioned to us, وَثَبِّتْنِي عَلَىٰ طَاعَةِ وَلِيَّ أَمْرِكَ. My God, make me ثبت, you know, firm, make me firm, because someone will be متزلزل. The opposite of ثابت, firm, is متزلزل. How we can say متزلزل?
Shaky,
you know, not shaky by in body, you know, shaky in mind.
Not firm,
you know. Someone will be, oh, how, I don't know, you know, it will be coming for this so long time, especially if there is some problems, when happens some problem in some place in the war, they are living with that problems, some of them will be shaky, you know, really they will be shaky. For example, I will speak about some examples of problems which happened in Iraq before, in Iran, Lebanon, for example, in Hijaz, for example, in Mecca or Medina, lot of problems. And the people, they was waiting Imam, and they saw that problems. They were shaky. Oh, then you ask Allah, Allahumma thabbitni, make me firm, make me don't shaky to make me be sure about my Imam coming, you know, it's a very important point. الذي سترته عن خلقك وبإذنك غاب عن بريتك. He is far from us, he is in cover from us by your permission. It's your permission, it's your order to be that. And he is waiting your order. He can't come without your order, ya Allah. وأمرك ينتظر. He is waiting. And this is one point. The second, وَأَنْتَ الْعَالِمُ غَيْرُ الْمُعَلَّمُ. We can't teach you Allah the best time for his coming. Subhanallah. بِالْوَقْتِ الَّذِي فِيهِ صَلَاحُ أَمْرِ وَلِيِّكَ فِي الْإِذْنِ بِإِظْهَارِ أَمْرِ. Where is the best time for his coming, inshallah. وَكَشْفِ سِتْرِ. Can you read, please?
And the removal of his veil.
Please.
Then give me patience on this, so that I do not desire the hastening of what you have delayed, nor the delaying of what you have hastened, nor unveiling what you have hidden, nor searching for what you have concealed. Nor should I argue with you in your administration, then I should not say why and how and what has occurred, that the wali of the command, the guardian of the command, does not appear.
while the earth has been filled with oppression, and I should relinquish my affairs, all of it, to you.
You imagine how beautiful dua it is? You imagine how many points in this, please, brother Allah. Or if you are tired, perhaps. Yes, please.
And make me firm.
Very, go deep in this translation, please. Go deep in this translation, and then I will tell you something, but you go deep in these points. What's the problems with will happen? Okay?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And make me firm in obeying the guardian of your affairs, the one whom you have hidden from your creatures, and by your permission is hidden from your creatures. And your command he awaits, and you are the knower without being taught of the time in which the good for the affairs of your chosen guardian, in granting him permission to manifest his command and the removal of his veil, then give me patience on this so that I do not desire the hastening of what you have delayed, nor the delaying of what you have hastened, nor the unveiling.
This is point, you know.
Nor the unveiling of what you have hidden, nor searching for what you have concealed. Nor should I argue with you in your administration, the while and what has occurred, that the wali of the command has not appeared. The earth has been filled with oppression, and I should relinquish my affairs, all of it, all of them to you.
And that you imagine how beautiful it is. فَصَبِّرْنِي عَلَى ذَلِكَ. Give me patience, because we have lot of problems in the world, and then some of us don't have patience. I saw, brothers and sisters, I saw in some dua, in some dua al-nudba, you know, they read dua al-nudba in alhamdulillah in the Shia place in Iraq and in Iran and Lebanon and every place, as you did here, alhamdulillah, sometime. In some dua, I saw some mu'min was in very non-patient, and he was.
The riwayah of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that the people found him and he was in a very like sorrowful state, and he was saying, you know, he was crying and saying, you know, that your separation is too hard to bear, and the darkness is in front of my eyes, and it's just too much. And they asked him, what's going on? What sorrow has afflicted you? And Imam alayhi salam said that there's going to be this time with the and the wali is going to be ghaib, right?
Yes.
And this is result of thinking about that. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was in that state. So, I mean, that's there's something to that. And definitely with Dua Nudba, apparently it's something that you have to really be emotional about.
Yeah. And in Dua Nudba, the beautiful in Dua Nudba, that you can take out, I don't know if I know how to explain it, take out what, especially when you have problems in some place for mu'mineen, you can, by this dua, you can take out your problem from your inside. Because if it is resting inside, then it will do problem in you. You know, then you do dua nutba and you read this and you cry and فَلْيَنْدُ بِالنَّادِبُونَ وَلْيَضِجَّ الظَّاجُّونَ وَيَعِجَّ الْعَاجُّونَ. I don't know this points what we have it in dua nutba. Do voice, crying by voice, you know. When you do that, then you take out your, you know, sadness, and make yourself little bit normal, you know. But I saw, as I mentioned to you, I saw in some dua al-nudba, someone, he was very angry, and he was he was doing like wrong, you know. And why, Ibn al-Hasan, why you do that? Why, you saw? And this is what Imam said to us, that teach us our Imam in this dua, that you must ask Allah, In the beginning, you remember, you must ask Allah to give you patience. This is فَصَبِّرْنِي عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ. Give me patience
very
for
hard.
That.
Even just today, there's news from Iraq that Najaf and Karbala,
yeah, he mentioned
dozens
that.
Of people have been killed, dozens
you know,
of Shias have been
you know,
killed.
You hear just news. Yeah. What about that people? They are there, yeah. You know? We here sitting in the very beautiful light here, and you know, there is no voice from here, there is not voice from children. They lose their father. We don't see the orphans. We don't look the cuts of hands and bodies.
You don't feel the pain.
You don't see anything here. And you feel that.
People are just getting blown up in Gaza as well. Another attack. And, you know, it's so interesting that they say something like 11 Palestinians were killed. 7 of those were militants. But they don't even mention the fact that, but there were also 4 innocent people. On the other hand, if you know, Palestinian militant just runs over some Israeli child, let's say, someday, that would be like front page. Of course, it's like living out here in the West, we have no idea what's going on out there. And it's harsh, but inshallah, I guess the point of the Dua and the teaching is that you can give your mind some kind of rest. Although you get emotional, but you understand this is min amrillah, right?
Yes. This is the point exactly. And inshallah, we'll explain some point of this in next week. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.